Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
SRV, little Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back, the late, great Stevie Ray. 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Debbie Meyer. Debbie is the co-CEO and the co-founder of Housewares America, Inc. They make the green bags and green boxes. What else besides that? There's that other thing, the cake thing. What is that cake thing again?
Oh, come on. My cake cutter, my genius rack, my genius
every
bun,
man,
you name
if you want to give your man a great present for the holidays, buy him a Debbie Meyer cake cutter. He'll thank you forever. What were those others, Debbie?
Oh, my the Debbie Meyer Genius Rack and Genius Sponges, which are a huge hit at the moment.
What do I do with the Genius Rack? It sounds like me, though, doesn't it? Does it sound like Genius?
Sounds like your bookshelf.
Sounds like something I need, right?
It is. You store your pots and pans on their sides rather than stacking them up. So you take out one at a time.
Have you got a Genius Lid Rack? That's what I need in my kitchen.
Yes, exactly what you can use this for. Okay. You can actually store your lids with your pots.
I'll have to get one of those.
Everything of mine is about making life easier because it's solving my problems.
And guys, when you get the cake cutter, get two, just because you never want a chance one might break.
You want to keep one in your belt.
The first one might break. You got to have a backup. You got to have a standby. Hey, Debbie, we were talking in the previous segment about people trying to not waiting for resolutions, not waiting for the new year. Do it now. Get it done. You know, set a goal, create an objective, and live by it. And make sure that you've done everything you can to get something done, to get it off the table, turn it into a product, and move on to something else. And you use the word objective. Now, you're a very busy but a very productive person, one of the most productive I know. And how do you create objectives and how do you stick with them?
I'm very realistic about my objectives. I also don't set too many of them. I set what I believe is realistic and what needs, and my objectives have priorities, too. Mm-hmm. You know, what's more important, that I get X done or A done? And I set those priorities for myself. And I want to go back in life for a couple of moments here because there are two funny things that came from living with my mother. One was that if she gave me a deadline to get something done, I knew I had to get it done. Mm-hmm. There was like no question about it.
Her way or the highway, right?
That was basically it. Mm-hmm. And the other thing was is when people would tell her, and this is going, we're talking about the 50s, and people would say, oh, my gosh, how do you get so many things done in a day? And she says, you want to know how to get a lot done in a day, ask a busy person.
Yeah.
Because they know, you know, when you're busy and you know what you're doing with your time, you can do a lot of things. People who get one thing done a day drive me crazy.
I shouldn't say it this way because your mother sounds like my mother, but you know what? What I would say, and I know this is what your mother meant. Ask a productive person.
Right.
Ask somebody who actually turns out something, who actually finishes something, who actually makes a showing. My dad used to call it making a showing. When we'd work on the farm, he'd talk about making a showing. What he meant was at the end of the day, and you look back, could you see what you did?
Well, even my son, when he went to college, he once said to me, it was probably the nicest compliment he could have given me, and he said, Mom, you taught me that I can get more done before 9 o'clock than most people get done before 5.
Yeah.
And it's true, because if your objectives are realistic, and people make a list of to-dos. I don't know why some of the things are on their to-do list. I love to-do lists because those are my objectives. Mm-hmm. But they have to be prioritized, and they also have to be separated. The stuff I do for me personally and my family personally are separate from my business.
Do your goals have chronology in them? In other words, there's sometimes my projects, I say, okay, I want to finish this project, but I can't. But I've got to do some other things first, and so maybe my thing today is not to finish the project, but to finish a piece of the project, and while I'm finishing another project.
Of course, and you know, this is the way I was taught. you break things into the manageable parts mm-hmm. of it. And the way I explained it to my son when he was young was, if you looked at a great big hamburger and I said, I want you to eat that in one mouthful, you'd look at me like I was crazy.
Right.
You eat it in bites.
Right, except for a 13-year-old boy, right? Or a 15-year-old
Six
boy.
Eight. Yeah.
Hey, Debbie, I need your website again, please.
DebbieMeyer.com.
And the green bag, the green boxes, the cake cutter, what else now?
Oh, my genius rack, my genius sponge. It's all on HSN.com.
And all over the world in supermarkets,
and all
right?
over the world, yes, sir.
And a couple of places on Mars. Hey, Debbie, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back again real soon.
I'm always happy to be with you,
Debbie
Jim.
Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Debbie joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Don't go away. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.